Hello. Welcome to the post show.
I'm Michaela.
We're going to do the post show. We're going to do a post show now. I'm Michael. I'm here with Michaela.
Terrifying.
And this is Rob.
And Rob's here.
So we actually said our names.
Yeah. Moira's here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Moira.
Moira's joining us from Kingston, Ontario.
Correct.
And
we just did the Canadian and American political review.
Yeah, it's a special episode. You have to pay $10,000 to get access to that.
Special access code to hear that.
Yes.
Patron, hit us up at our Patron.
Listen for the password. Password.
Wait, we're drinking Patron. That's what it is.
Things we're excited about. I was thinking about that. Oh, I ran a marathon. We haven't recorded.
We haven't recorded since then, right?
No.
Yes,
I haven't recorded since I think before Christmas time.
Oh yeah, so then I ran the marathon after that. It was exhausting. It was very cold, and I finished.
You wore bright orange, so in case you fell down, they'd see you quickly.
No, all right. So what happened was, so I looked at the weather before I left. I ran it in Orlando. And the weather was supposed to be like 40 degrees in the morning, which is fine. Normally, I'll just, if it's 40 here, sometimes I'll just wear shorts and, maybe a long sleeve shirt and maybe something under it and be fine.
Michael, tell us what you're wearing.
So I was like prepared for that. I did wear tights, to keep warm under my shorts. I don't wear just tights because that looks weird when dudes do that. And I brought some bulky sweatpants and a sweatshirt. Well, they were off on the forecast a little bit, and it dropped to like 28 degrees with 20 mile an hour winds.
Oops.
And so I wore the sweatpants around my head while I was sitting outside for an hour and a half waiting to run at 3 o'clock in the morning.
But you did it like elegantly, right? You put them around your head.
Oh yeah, it looked like it was like
a stylish turban.
It was fancy as hell. I had to keep them on until I started running because I was so cold on my head, not on my legs.
Did you have any hot chocolate or nothing?
No, it was 3 o'clock. I had to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, because you need to run it before the place opens.
Yes. So
this was all to get a beer, right?
No, nothing. No. This was the Disney one. So thankfully, I was in the Corral F. So was that like the fifth or sixth corral? So thankfully, I went off relatively quick. But it was cold as hell out there. Holy moly. I felt bad for the people who had to wait like an hour to start. And I had my giant orange sweatshirt on, which I brought because I was just going to throw it on the side of the road and leave it there. But I was freezing the whole goddamn run.
Now it's your lucky game shirt.
So I had to. So now I'm still stuck with that giant orange sweatshirt.
Hey, Dave has one that he got in Las Vegas, and it's fantastic. He wears it all the time. Why shouldn't you be seen? Be proud.
Well, first of all, it doesn't fit anymore. So that's why I brought it. It's too big. So I'm like, I'll just dump it on the side of the road. Whatever,
You might give up running and take up beer. So just keep it. You never know.
Yeah, true.
So hold on, back up. Okay, this is your first marathon.
Yes.
And you've done some halves, have you not?
I did one half.
Wow, I'm impressed. Like, how long did you actually sort of train for this? Did you like have one of these downloadable training things and get miles up or what?
No, my brother's been running probably forever. He coaches cross country and he's done a couple marathons. But all I did was just basically do. I started 13 months ago.
Wow.
13 months from the marathon, probably like 14 months ago now, whatever it is. But anyway, I started December of 15 and I just started walking for like 25 minutes at work every day, around the track. I have a track right next to my building, so I was able to do that.
Convenient.
It was convenient, and so that way I would just see how far I could go in 20 some minutes. So I'd run a little, walk a little. Back then I could barely do anything. I was in horrific shape, And I just build up from there little by little. And
now you're in such good shape, you're wearing stockings. Good for you.
But you say that because people always say, oh, you know, you just do a little bit. But, you know, really, that takes a real mindset to stick with that.
Yeah, the hard part is sometimes it's just hard holding yourself back and not pushing too. Like, I've been good with not getting injured and just taking my time. I did really push it for the marathon, though. Yeah. I probably was just prepared enough, really.
So how long did it take?
5:11
Oh, that's not bad.
God.
Yeah. So I mean, and my and last.
Did you wait? Did you run the whole time, or did you walk at any point?
I ran most of it, but the last 3 miles, I really struggled.
Yeah, it's that. Yeah, it's.
I kind of hit a wall, and because my longest run before that was like 22 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And I had only done like 3 20-mile runs. So, I mean, I was just enough where I could do it. And, those last few miles were they were killer.
Wow. Jesus. Wow.
Good for you. That's crazy.
Thankfully, it was not hilly, though.
You should be proud of yourself. That's amazing.
So, I'm going to do another one in March and then one or two more in the spring and then not till the fall again.
See, I've kind of bagged the running as of maybe a year and a half ago because my left knee was bugging me too much. It's like, okay, it wasn't really injury so much as I think just wear and tear
over you way. so
therefore hence the cycling instead.
Yeah, I'm going through a little fatigue right now, actually.
I
just noticed it like the other day because I did another 20-mile run on the weekend because it had been like 2 weeks, and I just want to kind of keep it up a little bit for the next one. And then I noticed like my legs weren't feeling right during the week, so I might just need a little rest just to recover.
And you need downtime. You need to rehab them, right?
Like, yep.
Let them recover. That's the word I meant. So you must have lost weight with all this, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I think like maybe 45 pounds, something like that.
Holy crap!
You lost how much?
45.
Like, yeah, about 45.
Holy
mac. 40, maybe 40, probably 40, I would say, it probably fluctuates.
Small toddlers, holy crap.
I think Connor still.
Now he can carry a couple of
Connor's people. Probably still under 50 pounds, so I probably lost all of Connor. Because he's tiny.
So are you doing some weight training as well to kind of?
No, I've just been running, and because I was running so much in the beginning. Like now I'm only running like 3 days a week, but I do longer runs. But when I was doing it before training, switching to the marathon training, I was running like 5 days a week, like just like 3 mile runs. So it wasn't anything like crazy, but it.
Right.
So I'll probably start switching and adding more in.
Yeah. Okay. You're going to laugh at me because you're probably going to roll your eyes, but you know, So what I do, I go to Good Life Fitness, which is a Canadian fitness club. It's everywhere. And they have a whole bunch of different classes you can go to, which I find if I go to a class, I work way harder than I would on my own. But anyway, they have like something called Body Flow, which is really a bit of a combination of yoga and Pilates.
Oh.
And I hadn't really done a whole lot of, you know, yoga before. And you know what? It's amazing.
I've been actually wanting to try yoga, especially for the stretching aspect of it.
Thank you. This is my point. I'm thinking because part of preventing injury, especially if you're running and you're using certain sets of muscles all the time, is you need to stretch out those joints. And you think, and you know, after you do a run, you stretch, right? Well, trust me, when you do some of the, like the hip opening things and yoga and different stuff, you just think, wow, I didn't even know my back needed to be that loosened. And it just feels so good afterward. So I recommend it. I think it's useful. Plus it's a lot harder than you think it is.
Yeah. Yoga is definitely something I've been interested in for a while. I was actually thinking about it in the middle of the year. But yeah, definitely for the strengthening and the stretching aspect of it is what I was. Yeah,
Pilates too. I miss Pilates so bad. Yeah. Of all of the things, Pilates I love. It was the thing that makes you feel like your skeleton is strong, like you're standing upright in your body, and your gut sucked in, and your ass is where it should be. That's what Pilates makes you feel like, you know.
Well, you know what the hardest part is, like with yoga and with running, with any, there's just so much nonsense when you try and find information.
Like, yes.
When you try and find reasonable information, it's just so much garbage in the fitness world. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, everyone's trying to sell you a package.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, it's like anything, they're trying to sell you something. And I guess I like, you know, going to my gym because, well, first of all, it's kind of like you and your track being beside where you work.
Yeah.
My gym is literally like okay, a block and a half or so
Oh,
from
nice. Yeah.
my work, so it's kind of hard to have an excuse to not go. But it's funny how you can change your mindset, because it used to be I would go to the 5:30 class, and anyway, for lots of reasons, I prefer the 4:30 now, just because there's a better variety of what they're offering at 4:30. And I used to think, oh, you know, I can't get out in time. Well, it's funny how you can change your priorities and just, you
Yep.
know, just tweak this and that, or leave something till the morning and come early, you know, whatever, like work-wise, I mean, so that I can get there for those classes. But I really enjoy them. It's a nice variety. And yeah, and you feel, you know, you have energy when you leave, right? So you come home and I'm all hyped and happy, and then I can make dinner or eat dinner depending who's cooking, and it's just nice, you know, it's good for you. So
Yeah, I'm and now that Connor's a little older, I have a little more free time after work. I don't have to get him from
yes,
school
yeah.
right away. So it probably wasn't feasible for me to do it before this year anyway. So it's kind of, but I just, or before last year, whatever it is, but I kind of just needed to start doing something.
But good for you, because you stuck with it, and you know, you can integrate that into whatever other challenges you want to, you know, set for yourself or
Yep.
whatever. So
Yeah, I kind of want to transition to some trail running and stuff.
yeah, that'd be really nice. Pretty oxygen, man. Go ride in the trees
Yeah.
and get some oxygen.
And I'll do shorter distance with that because it's a little more, technical, and it is a little more strenuous just because,
It is tougher.
yeah. So I'll probably be doing that. But oh God, I went for a run on Saturday. I was going to do a trail run, and I was like, no, I'm going to go to the beach. I'm going to go run at the beach. So I went to the beach to go run. I ran 15. I was going to do like a 20, 22-mile run. So I did like 15, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to loop around. I'm going to go. I went up the boardwalk and down the streets and stuff and over a bridge. And I was like, oh, I'm going to loop around the end of the island here and go on the beach. And I hit like this deep sand and like pulled my calf a
Oh.
little bit. Like I didn't hurt it, but it got real tight. And I'm like, I'm going to stop so I don't get hurt. And I had to walk 7 miles back to my car after that.
Oh man.
Oh no.
Because I
Oh, you
couldn't.
know who else has been running?
Oh, I
Oh,
couldn't.
go
I was
ahead.
just gonna say I couldn't run. So it took me two solid hours, and then I got a blister on my heel. And I was like,
Call an Uber.
I looked
Take a
for Uber,
taxi back
but
to
the
my
Jersey
phone,
Shore in
Uber.
January is not
Oh
really a populated place.
I was gonna say, you know who else has been running their ass off?
Who?
Rob playing Resident Evil.
What?
Oh yeah,
You run and head to Resident Evil?
That was a
That was a good
great
segue.
transition.
Well
That was great.
done, well done,
How
Mikhail.
is
I
Resident
don't know if
Evil?
there's actually any running in
There is
Resident
running.
Evil. Rob,
There actually is running.
running here. Yeah.
Not real
Wait, is that
running.
your
Tell us all
new
about it.
virtual reality thing that you were talking about on a previous podcast, that you were like your
Yes.
virtual reality headset thingy? What's it called again? Help
Yeah,
me out.
so it's PlayStation VR that I got.
Thank you.
Oh, you're
Thank
playing
you.
Resident Evil in VR.
Cool.
Yes. Oh,
Oh my
nice.
God.
Yeah,
So are you
game
actually
changer.
kicking your legs around while you're running, or?
No.
No, it's not like a Wii, okay?
No, but it's virtual reality. I mean, you'd think it, your involuntary responses would do something,
Okay,
right? Mine's not.
do you get nauseated after you play? Some people say they, with the
It
virtual reality
depends on
thing,
the
they get
I
dizzy.
personally don't. I
Okay.
haven't gotten any motion sickness, but I think it varies by person.
Wow.
But there's lots of
Okay, do
different
you
like
get completely lost in it so that, okay, normally a video game is a time suck anyway. Like, you know, you get lost in it. But do you find you get even more completely immersed?
Yes. Well, yeah, because first off, you actually feel like you're in a place.
Wow.
And it's kind of weird because like you I don't know, it's weird. It's a whole different experience because you're not like looking at a screen, you're in wherever
Yeah.
you are. And there's no like you don't see anything. You can't see the time or anything. So like you can't just like glance at a clock or something.
Exactly, because
You
you
know?
don't have any
Yeah.
distractions.
Right. So yeah, it's definitely easy to get lost in there.
Wow. So okay, so
And
how long of a stretch will you do this for? Fess up.
well, yeah, so in well this particular game, not very long stretches because I have to find myself having no
Okay, you're not resorting to wearing a diaper, right?
Why do you think he's
No.
having his food delivered in a box?
I
No time for cutting up vegetables.
He hasn't actually left his house in 3 days. He just doesn't want to tell us.
Yeah.
The truth comes out.
I don't get scared very easily. Jump scares are one thing, but like I don't get scared or creeped out. But like honestly, like this is a whole different thing because it's just like, different.
Do the hairs in the back of your neck stand up when they actually, you know what I mean? Like when you're walking around a corridor and you don't know what you're going to find, you actually get creeped out.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And when things do happen, there's tense parts where you're like, you feel like you kind of go into like panic mode, like flight mode.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it's kind of crazy.
So how technically proficient do you have to be with controllers and stuff in order to play this?
This particular game is played with a normal like PlayStation controller.
Okay.
There are other games that they're called Move controllers, and they're basically like they act as your hands, basically. Okay. Those are like much more intuitive for, you know, someone mm-hmm. who isn't like, you know, usually plays games or proficient games. But like I've put people into not in Resident Evil because that'd be really mean, but I've put I had like some people over the other week because I just need to have people try it because it's it's just incredible experience and everyone loved it. And you know, you can get people doing it that don't really play much, but like they can, you know, they pick it up quickly because it's like, you know, it's you're looking around, like it's basically like you're just there, you know. And you know, if you're using like the Move controllers, you can pick things up and throw things, and it's just like I can't even really explain the experience. It's just something that you have to try. And I think I said before, but
so if I appear at your door and rap on your door and go, "Hey, Rob, I'm here. I'm in New York. let's do this thing."
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh man, it'd be so cool.
Totally putting you in VR.
I'd love to try it. I think it'd be
really cool. I mean, you don't have to be honestly anyone. There's something for anyone, and like, there are things. There's a couple of like little short animated films that you watch.
Yeah, and I was listening to someone doing some NPR show, you know, some podcast. They were talking about when these things first came out, and some of them were more like almost like a nature experience. So they have some that are almost for relaxation, and some that are games. Yeah. And like, there's all different genres, I guess, or genres for different interests, right?
Yeah, I mean, they even have like Hulu has an app, and you can watch Hulu, and like sit on a beach. So you're like on a beach and watching a giant screen.
I just think my brain would let me get totally immersed in it. I think you totally can.
Yeah. You totally can. Cool. So I didn't get it yet, but they made for Resident Evil, they made a candle, a special candle that they call the 4D candle. And it smells of like old leather and wood and blood.
So you
light the candle, you put on your VR, you know, you get all into it, and you have that. So not only you like immerse visually in the game, but you have the smells coming at you too.
Oh, I'd want all my doors to be locked.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's
like Caprica. You remember in Caprica, they'd all like just like retreat into their other worlds.
Oh God, yeah.
Oh, Caprica, I forgot about that show.
Yeah.
Me too, till just now.
I had to dig deep for that one.
Anyway, it sounds really intriguing. It sounds cool. I really would like to try it. And I think it's gotten more sophisticated, and the equipment you wear is much more comfortable. And so it feels more, as you say, intuitive, right?
I would say it's still niche because it's fairly expensive. PlayStation is the cheapest one, like, because assuming you already have a PlayStation. Otherwise, like, you know, they have like ones you use on the PC, like the Oculus Rift or the Vive, but those are like, you know, $800
They're
plus
expensive.
You need
a really good beefy system, computer. Yeah.
So yeah. But this I feel like is you know, the easiest way, easiest, you know, entry point. It'll come down though too. I don't think it's gonna be like a fad or a thing. I think it's so good that as the technology got better, it'll get cheaper and easier. Even things like I would even suggest things like, you know, Google has the Daydream, or, you know, things like even Google Cardboard, you know.
Oh yeah. How is that? Have you tried
it's surprisingly good. Yeah, I have the Daydream actually, because I got one free with my Pixel.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's great. It looks real. I mean, you know, it's not as graphics aren't as great as, you know, the higher end ones, but it's really cool, and it's really great effect. They there was like a Fantastic Beasts like app that was on it, or kind of like a game thing. So like you're in like, you know, like a little thing in Newt's like briefcase. So it's
that'd be cool.
It's fun. Yeah, it's really really cool and really immersive, and it's even great like if you just want to kind of, I don't know, hold yourself away and like kind of just be transported somewhere else. Like it's very neat.
Well, so is that just kind of leveling up from my Google Map walking down Vegas Boulevard then maybe?
Yes. So, yeah, you could totally walk down
the
street in VR and feel like you're actually there. All you need to do is put a fan on you and you feel like you're outside.
Yep.
Put a margarita in my hand. I'm good. It's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, totally.
My husband would never see me again. I got Bluetooth earphones and that's bad enough.
I think it's a bit of a rabbit hole you could fall down, that's for sure.
Yeah. You just have to be careful because sometimes there'll be, you know, like if there's like a railing in front of you, you might try to like lean on something and it's really not there.
Oh, so that's don't do that.
You get so immersed that you feel like you're there and like you kind of forget that you're not actually in this.
Well, my son's been doing, he's at university and he's been doing I can't remember which game it is they play, but they compete with other universities. Like they get together and it's not virtual. It's just online gaming, but I can't think which particular, you know, competition it is. Anyway, and so he was trying to show me some of the, like a role-playing kind of game, right? He was trying to show me some of the controls at home on his computer. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not adept at this. Like, I mean, back in the day, we had like Nintendo and I could master. I was like the master of Donkey Kong, okay? But I haven't played any of those kind of games in a long time. So yeah, that'd be my only hesitation is, you know, would I be able to use the commands and this whatever properly to make it not too frustrating, you know?
Yeah.
But it doesn't sound that bad. It sounds doable.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, even so Resident Evil, even if you don't have VR, as a game itself, I recommend it because it's very good, you know, especially if you like, if you like the series and you're, you know, into horror games. It's quite a bit different than the last ones, but I feel like it's kind of harkens back to the first game because it's very just atmospheric and, you know, the later games become more action games, so it's kind of more of like that survival horror kind of thing. So I actually saw Will playing it, so I'd love to know what he thought of it.
Oh, did you? Oh, huh.
So yeah. Will, if you're listening, we would like feedback to know what you thought. That's a slight hint. I feel like I'm the
it's a formal request, actually.
It is. It's a request. Actually, it's a command. Screw the request. It's a command. Okay,
do it now.
Just
we'll be waiting.
In fact, Will, why you knew that we were going to talk about Resident Evil tonight, Will? So why don't we already have?
And plus,
you
know, we kind of love these voice because it's really awesome.
There's that.
It's so good. Yep. So it's true.
All right. So, Rob and Michael David have both been to see Star Wars Rogue One. I have been terrible and have not for some weird reason.
Oh, you need to see it.
You do need to see it. I have seen it. We made it a family affair and all of us went. It was awesome.
Well, I was kind of expecting us to go on Christmas Eve, but it didn't happen. So I haven't gone. And then I went to the movies and saw something else, which is, I know, not good, but still. Anyway.
Better see it. See, I don't know how much longer it's going to last. Things don't stay in theaters.
Really, you know what? It's worthwhile. Whereas last year's Star Wars just annoyed me because it was like, hello, we've already seen this whole freaking, you know, plot before.
I, you know,
this was so
I hate
much
to
better.
Say it, but yeah, I have to say, like, I think this is kind of better.
It is.
It
is
better.
It's better.
Movie.
Yeah.
Better.
Don't be afraid to say it because I agree with you. Yeah. It's better.
It was its own movie, which was nice.
Do you know what? I went into it. Yeah. Okay, so this whole business where I'm like, I've cut the cable and I don't watch it, whatever. So I literally went into this movie knowing nothing. Nothing. I had not watched any hype. I hadn't watched a preview. I knew nothing. And I'm glad I knew nothing. It was kind of fun for me to figure out, oh, what era are we in? Oh, who are they? Oh, now I get it. You know? It was great.
Yeah.
Highly recommend.
Yeah, it worked. I thought everything worked for me. And I liked that it was standalone and that, you know, it ended the way it did.
And you know what? It answered a question.
Yeah.
A couple of questions, like,
oh, you know what? Actually, yeah, I actually, okay. So I said this and sorry.
Go ahead.
I think it actually makes episode 4 a better movie because it makes things a lot more sense and set things up. It gets rid of a plot hole.
Yes, because when I watched the movie, I'm like, okay, who is going to build a Death Star with this ridiculous flaw? And now we understand.
It makes complete sense now.
Totally does. So it was very satisfying. I'm like, thank you. That explains things. Yeah.
K2SO was great. One-liners.
Oh yeah.
He's so good. Yeah. And apparently he ad-libbed a lot of that, right? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Alan Tudyk.
Kayla, just go see the movie, okay?
Yeah. Just see it, damn it.
Just see it.
Yeah.
See it.
I'm so in Star Wars. Like, I'm still, like, just engulfed by Star Wars again. Like, I'm excited for episode 8. I'm actually going to Star Wars Celebration in April. In Orlando.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
What is that exactly? What?
It's a big giant Star Wars convention, basically. Okay, they have I think they have it every year, but I think last year was in Europe, so they have it all over the place. It hasn't been in,
and when is it?
April. It is April 12th through 16th.
Cool.
Yeah, there's some cool stuff. I'm going to like a party hosted by the 501st Legion. It's like a gonna be like a cantina theme, and Weird Al is gonna perform there.
Huh.
Which is pretty cool. Probably Yoda or the other one. Other song.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be a really good time. We're super excited.
I was kind of amazed because when we came back from Rogue One, my daughter and I were talking about some plot things and so my kids obviously have seen Star Wars, and I was chagrined to realize that Emily was more able to just like belch back to me a whole bunch of Star Wars, you know, knowledge that somehow I had lapsed. Like, I won't bore you with the details, but it was just, she's kind of reciting all this history and who did what where, and I thought, holy crap, how do you have all this in your head? She goes, well, Mom, it's not like I haven't seen the movies. I thought, well, okay, so have I, but clearly. So I think I'm a proud mom because
my kids
love Star Wars. You've done your job correctly as a parent when your children love Star Wars.
I will say, without spoiling, the CG character was a little, brought me out of a little bit. I didn't think it looked.
It wasn't perfect, but
it looked CG. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we're not quite
there
yet.
I was so happy to see that character, so I was okay with it.
Yes. Yeah, I'm fine with it. But
yeah, me too. And I actually saw it on the day that a certain event happened.
Uh huh.
If you follow me, don't want to spoil it for Michaela.
So,
the day I saw the movie, is the day that something happened. And I'm like, wow, this is very fitting. Anyway.
You guys can talk spoilers. I could take out my earbuds.
It's okay. Just go see the damn movie.
No, it's very good.
I will. But what happened, as you know, is that around Christmas time, it started to snow, and it did not stop until sometime around last week. So I know that we're babies, but it really was snowing. Like, a lot. Not just, like, baby snow.
How many total centimeters did you get, Michaela?
I would have to say we probably here had about 4 or 5 inches. I don't know what that is.
So 10 or 12 centimeters?
Yeah, 10 or 12 centimeters. I know, right? But I drive a sports car that has sports car tires, and it couldn't even get out of my driveway.
I know, and actually my little Camry does not have proper winter tires at all, so.
Yeah, well, when I started sliding down the driveway, I thought, no.
Okay, snow is actually not that bad.
Yeah,
freezing rain
is
much more lethal, and that's what we had yesterday.
Well, the problem here was that it got down to like -7 and it stayed there. So we got
snow. We just need to be like Rob and live in New York City where you just walk and take the subway. Like, duh, it's not an issue.
I know. I literally could not get my car out of my driveway. I was like, got to the top and started sliding back down. And I was like, I don't need to go anywhere this badly.
So
I just stayed home for a month.
My husband Rob. See, Rob's a good name. My husband Rob has completely embraced cycling, so that he now has this awesome winter commuter bike with studded, yes, that's right,
Wow.
folks, studded tires that he rode on the like the freezing rain stuff. He just, not
Holy
an issue,
moly.
He says. So he can't ride if there's a ton of snow because, you know, the streets aren't clean and it's just not
right.
safe.
Slushy.
But otherwise, he's kept riding to work. I think he's only driven to work like 3 or 4 times all winter so far.
For him. Wow, that's committed.
It's ridiculous.
Or maybe he should be committed. I don't know. One of those
things. It's amazing. I know. Oh, and then I'm all excited because we drove up to Montreal a couple of weekends ago because I've been toying with the idea of getting a proper touring bicycle because I've been using kind of a hybrid bike for my last 2 summers to do bicycle tours, you know, like mm-hmm. with the whole racks and the panniers and the whole bit. Put everything you need on your bike and go, right? So
right.
Anyway, so I thought, you know what? This thing I have is it's bulky, it's heavy, and it was difficult when I was challenged with a couple of really steep hills, like 13% grades. I thought, this is killing me. So I decided, no, I'm gonna, you know, bite the bullet, get a proper touring bike. So long story short, we look around, we start thinking about what we want to get, and then we decide to go to Montreal. So we drove a couple weekends ago to Montreal to the Marinoni Bicycle Factory, where this lovely Italian gentleman who's now in his mid-70s named Marinoni has been building bikes by hand for like the last 40 years.
Wow.
And some pretty impressive cyclists have actually used them. And, anyway, but he builds all kinds. He builds racing bikes. He builds, you know, you name it, he builds it. And he also builds touring bicycles. So I go and I had looked around in Kingston. I saw, you know, what there was to offer here. And there's some really nice bikes you can buy. But I thought, you know, this is like getting a suit made. Like you go and they measure you. Like they,
wow.
So this is going to be my custom bike. I thought, this is so exciting. So I did.
Good for you.
I did. I ordered my bike. It's going to take 6 weeks to be ready. So maybe 5.5 weeks from now. And I go back and I will get a final fitting. I swear, it's just like buying a dress. And then I will have my amazing touring cycle. So hopefully I will have very, very comfortable bicycle tours because
considering how much time you're going to be spending.
Well, we're planning to go to Cape Breton, actually, Nova Scotia, which is kind of wonderful wildernessy stuff, and there's going to be hills. So I said to my husband, okay, if we're doing Cape Breton, I am getting a bike. Enough of this. But yeah, I'm all excited because that's what we're going to do for part of our summer holidays is go cycling. So
that's so awesome.
Should be
good
fun.
For you. Well, I'm sure you will have a comfortable bum.
Yes,
or
exactly.
I wish you a comfortable bum. How's that? I don't know. Is that a cycling creed? Maybe. Maybe I just made it up.
It's not maybe getting, it yeah, not getting a couple of things. Road rash and, yeah, not getting chafed. Yeah, you're right.
Well, Michael knows about road rash.
I bet.
Good old running road rash.
No, that's what they make Body Glide for.
So, Michael, when your knees give out and you can't do marathons anymore, you can take up cycling and come join me.
That's true. I could do that, yes.
Yeah, come cycle with me.
Yeah, cycling seems fun. You get to see
We
much
actually
more.
Had, in all seriousness, we had a group of Americans come up last summer and join our Velo Club when we cycled from Kingston to Montreal and back. So it was about, I think the whole thing was around 750 kilometers, something like that.
Mm.
Wow.
And they came up and they were just lovely and fun. And yeah, we did like 10 days. We had, I think, a rest day in the middle. And it was good. It was nice. Quite doable.
Awesome. Nice. Is there any cycling in Assassin's Creed at all, Rob?
Nope. And so this is going to be a very short review. The movie sucks. Don't see it.
Oh, wow.
Video game movies are never good. That. Yeah.
So. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Okay, don't go see that, but do go see La La Land.
I've heard great things.
I've heard great things too, and I have not seen it yet. I'm trying to talk Rob into going on the weekend. So, yeah.
Just got nominated for an Academy Award.
A shitload, I think 14 awards or something. Yeah.
I have seen it twice. It is that.
There's a Canadian headlining it.
There is, and he's a cute one too. He's not my type because he's too, you know.
What?
I like my men over, you know, yes. No, he's
too blonde?
He's too, there's something about him that seems really cute, but when his manner is really gruff, so it throws me off. Like, I don't know, maybe it's just that character, but in interviews, he's the same way.
Okay,
like, it's not
are you a Lord of the Rings fan or no?
I have seen the movies.
Okay, so not if I see, okay, so small. Here's how I always gauge. So, are you Aragorn or Legolas?
Do I like the fairy or the? Okay. I don't know.
Oh God, there's not even a question for me. Aragorn, good God, yes.
Okay.
Not Legolas. Legolas okay. is pretty and he's sweet, but no, Aragorn. Aragorn's like, you know, manly and all that.
That might be it, but the thing for me is that he's very affable kind of guy, but he's mm-hmm. also kind of, I don't know what it is about him that puts off kind of like this quality that he's not really ever taking anything anyone says seriously. And I think that's fine and it's funny, but it also kind of feels like he just is sweeping people off at the same time, which is it's so stupid and ridiculous, but yeah, maybe that's just the anyway. I loved
La La Land. A little bit disingenuous, you think?
A little bit, but I love La La Land.
It's Emma Stone, right?
Emma Stone is in it, which is funny because Emma Watson was supposed to be in it, but really? She didn't do it to do Beauty and the Beast, and Ryan Gosling was supposed to be in Beauty and the Beast, but he didn't do it to do La La Land.
Well, that's funny.
Isn't that amazing? Well, not amazing, but there you go. Casting. But it is bright. It is.
So wait. Did Dave go with you to see it?
No. Oh, but he is going to watch it because I'm going to make him. Let's put it this way. He already knows some of the lyrics to some of the songs.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
Yeah, I feel bad for him.
Wait, like, you've seen it. Mike, have you seen it?
I have not seen it yet. We plan on going to see it, but.
No. We're having I'm hosting an Oscars party next month, so that's likely to be one of the ones that we will watch.
It's a heartbreak. I'll just
wait for my invitation to come in the mail.
Moira's gonna ride up there.
New bike. I'm just teasing
you. You're all invited. You're all invited to come.
I don't know enough about jazz music, although I do enjoy jazz music quite more than your average person, I think. Not a lot of people enjoy jazz music, I don't think, but I do love jazz music. But it's not a movie about jazz, it's a love story with music in it. And it is you could, honest to God, not pack more charm into a movie if you tried.
Wow.
Like, I literally, and my mother-in-law or my stepmother felt the same way about it. I spent the opening scene of the movie with my mouth open, just enjoying it, the color and the music of it.
I think a film critic said something like, it's got a really good chance to win because given what's been going on in America, which I know we weren't going to talk about, but I'm going to say, given what's going on there recently, we'll just leave it at that, people need a feel-good film. They want something positive.
It was nominated today for 14 Academy Awards.
Yeah.
I know it's probably going to win Best New Music, but I kind of hope that Lin-Manuel wins it to help for his EGOT. But anyway, it deserves it. I don't know enough about music to say whether or not the music is complex or not. When Dave first started to hear the songs, he was like, oh man, is this Buffy the Vampire Slayer all over again? So that was a Canuck take, like Joe Canuck. That was his take on just the music of it. But it is bright and it is colorful and it's very, very entertaining.
Okay, sold. I'm gonna. I already mentioned to Rob I wanted to go, so hopefully we will go on the weekend.
Let's put it this way: I don't watch much twice, except for Harry Potter. But I have seen this twice in a week.
Wow.
This is going to be the kind of movie I put on in the background when I'm doing other stuff, just to, like I did with Evita and like I did with, oddly enough, Pitch Perfect. How did that even get in there?
You go see Rogue One, I'll go see La La Land.
Snow is gone, I will go see Rogue One. But it is beautiful. It is absolutely beautiful. And, you know, I love musical theater. I absolutely love musical theater. So it had me from the get-go already.
So do so I. Yeah. Michaela, that's what we should do the next time I come to Vancouver.
Mm-hmm. Go see a play?
Yes.
Sing in the backyard. Which one?
I can handle the play.
That would be lovely.
I went and saw Nico Case when I was in Vancouver, I think the last time.
Was it the one that had the three of them together?
Case, Lang, and Veers.
No, it was before that, so it must have been a couple years ago. I would have loved to have seen the three of them together.
Was it at the Vogue Theater? Did you see her at the Vogue Theater? I was there, Moira.
No.
I was at that show. It was the first time I ever saw Nico Case. Was at the Vogue Theater and live. The CBC was there recording. It was
terrible.
And the CBC was there recording it for CBC 3 Radio, right?
I don't even notice.
Yeah.
Could have been. Yeah, it could have been. Oh, yeah. That's so funny. No, it's but now it's like Nico Case, Katie Lang, and who's the third woman?
Veers. Case Lang and Veers.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. They're amazing. They sound amazing.
Yeah, I love that record a lot.
I would totally go to see that. Yep. Mm-hmm. We gotta work on this. We gotta work on this. Okay.
Bow show. We were gonna invade Kulki, but he's not gonna be home.
That's right.
Slide the key under the mat, Kulki. Jesus Christ.
He's going to Italy. Damn it. So
he's such a lucky bomb. Anyway, do yourself a favor. Go see La La Land if you like musical theater, because you will really, you will, I don't know if I'll say you'll love this movie. I loved this movie. And although it's not, you know, I will say no more.
Okay. All right. I can, maybe I'll go and send you my opinion.
Oh, okay, good. Feedback.
What a concept.
Michael David, there's a movie out called Bunch of Docs on Netflix.
No, I watched a bunch of stuff on Netflix. First, I watched, I think we brought it up in group, I watched all four Indiana Jones movies I had never actually seen.
Four? Why did you torture yourself?
It was the day after the marathon. I had flown home the night before, so I was pretty beat up.
I wasn't feeling beat up enough by running, so I thought...
Yeah. Well, I realized I'd never seen Last Crusade or the Crystal Skull one.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Last Crusade's worthwhile. Crystal Skull, not so much.
Last Crusade was solid.
Yeah.
Temple of Doom is by far the worst of them.
It's horrible.
It's horrendous.
There's nothing good about that movie.
Yeah, Crystal Skull is way better than that, at least. It's not great, but it's way better than that. But I didn't realize, I forgot how bad Temple of Doom was. And it's really hideous film.
I think by the time they're pulling Beating Hearts out, you're like, just pull the Beating Hearts out of everyone.
The dinner with, where they're like conflating every terrible South Asian stereotype
it's like
they can put together.
Fear Factor, but
yeah, you know, yeah.
It was just stupid.
It was so bizarre. Yeah. But
and that little kid's annoying. You just want to slap him.
Oh, yes, very much so.
Doctors for Child Abuse.
Exactly, and I don't usually slap children.
I will make an exception for that child.
Oh my god! No, I'm annoying. You know what? Seriously, I'm a little bit of like the toddler whisperer. I am because one of the secrets is that if you just whisper like this in their ear, they're really quiet and they listen to you. It works. It totally works. Anyway, carry
luckily
on.
Luckily, I don't have to spend that much time with toddlers.
I don't mind toddlers, so there you go.
But they have germs.
Oh, stop! Now you sound like
Oh, everybody does.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but you know what? Toddlers are particularly annoying. They're the kind of people that go to a party and then they lick all the cheesies and put them back in the bowl. I mean, who needs people like that at your party? I'm just saying. This is from first-hand experience.
There was one muffin left. Robin made these muffins, and there was one left on the plate. And it was around dinner time, and I was like making dinner, and I was distracted. And I took one bite out of the muffin, and then I put it back on the plate because it was the last muffin. And then I just got distracted, and after dinner, he goes to reach for this muffin, and he's like, "Okay, who took one bite out of the muffin and put it back on the plate?"
No, I think technically the plate is now belongs to that muffin. That's that muffin's plate.
Yes, and I think he was imagining we still had small children in the house or something. And I had to fess up. I'm sorry, dear. That was me.
Oh, you could have played with him for a while, though. I don't know. What? There's a bite out of the muffin? What are you talking about?
God. You're just more evil than I am.
I know, right? Do we have mice? We should call an exterminator immediately.
Oh God! Okay, Michael, you were saying something. We got you off.
Oh yeah, I did watch a couple other things on Netflix. A couple documentaries. Oh, what was that?
That was a horrible marriage. It wasn't me.
Wow.
Hmm?
Oh, that was you.
Was that you, Michaela? Were you shuffling around in your chair?
Oh, I just unplugged my phone.
Oh, it was, yeah, it was very loud. Yeah. It was. I watched.
I'm sorry, everyone.
Let's see. The Barkley Marathons, which is a documentary about some marathons in Tennessee where you run five straight marathons.
What?
With 60,000.
In a row.
Just five in a row.
What?
You have 60 hours to complete them, I believe it was. And
how do people not just turn into a puddle of oozing flesh? What?
Only 13 people have ever completed it, I think. Yeah, and it's a 60,000 feet in elevation change as well.
Oh, come on.
And down the mountains. But yeah, it's insane. And I watched another one about a woman who ran a 273-mile trail in Vermont, I think it was, or New Hampshire. And she was trying to beat the men's record. But she did end up beating the women's record and closing the gap. But that was quite interesting as well. But and what else was that? Did I watch on Netflix? And TV. I watched The OA. But I think we're going to talk about that real quick. Because I think Michaela saw that too. But The OA was pretty good.
I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah, it was different.
I don't have your agenda list, so I don't know what else is.
I got to pull it up too. I don't have it up either. Yeah, I don't have it up either. There we go.
Have you watched Marcella?
I did see Marcella, yes. I like that.
So, what did you think?
I thought it was depressingly good.
Yeah, I okay, I thought it was basically good.
Yeah.
But so it's another British detective thing, and it's another serial killer thing, sort of
yes.
a la The Fall, but very different than that. But I got annoyed by the main character because she goes into these fugue states, right?
Yes.
Where she
loses yes.
time. And they create the most ridiculous plot holes they never explain.
That is true. It was,
and
yeah.
And that part
yeah.
kind of annoyed me.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. It was kind of like.
Are we talking about The OA?
No.
This is Marcella.
Marcella, yeah.
It's a quick little. How many episodes? Like eight? Yeah, eight
yeah,
episodes.
Yeah, maybe eight, thing, yeah.
By Netflix. But I mean, the acting's good, blah, blah, blah. Like, all of that stuff's good. Good quality. But it's just that part annoying me that.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah,
and they also introduced characters really quickly.
Yes.
And I started thinking, am I kind of a racist because I get. I raced against British people, but still, I'm like, okay, I don't know. These people are, who is this person? And I thought, I'm not a stupid woman, but honest to crap, can you just develop the characters a tiny bit better or maybe a tiny bit longer or something so that I actually am more engaged with them before you know?
No, it was definitely tough to keep track of people at times, for
yeah.
sure.
But anyway, further along, it got much better. And then we had deduced who it probably was toward the latter part of the
oh, yeah.
six. But still, it was confusing, you know? It was good. That was interesting.
It was.
Worth a watch.
Yeah, I thought it was good. I liked it better than the end of season two of The Fall.
You mean season three?
No. Season two, the end got a little funky for me.
I can't remember.
Where they drug everything out. He went to the woods and all
oh,
that.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah.
Season three was a little weird
well,
it went. But
yeah, it was a lot of...
A lot about yeah. him, and yeah, I was kind of surprised how it ended, actually, but
yeah,
makes sense.
Yep. And what else have you watched? So,
oh, I did finally watch Top of the Lake.
What is that?
That's
what that is.
With what's her name from Mad Men, Peggy.
Oh, which one?
It was in New Zealand. Peggy, what's her name? I can't remember her name. Who played Peggy?
I know who you mean, though. Peggy.
Yeah, she's
Peggy Olsen, but who was the actress?
Oh, God. What is
Elizabeth
her name?
Something.
Oh, yeah, Elizabeth Moss. No.
Thank you.
Is it Moss?
Yep, Moss.
Yeah, she's a detective in New Zealand. It's been out for a few years. But yeah,
is it pretty good?
Yeah, it was good. It was a missing girl story. No serial killer or anything, but it was good. Kind of just more about this rural New Zealand area and her and...
Well, excellent, because New Zealand is yet another place on my list of places I want to go. So
yeah,
go.
Yeah. And, you know, it was that beautiful New Zealand scenery and, you know,
yeah.
typical of that. So
has anybody been there?
No, I wish I was.
I so want to go there.
Yeah.
I have major Kiwi lust, I think. I really want to go there. So, yeah.
Yeah, I would love to go to New Zealand. Yeah. Especially, anywhere yeah. warm. What's that?
Anywhere warm would be nice.
I don't know that it's particularly warm.
No, but it's more. It's not all that warm, but it's kind of. Do you know what, Michaela? It's kind of Canadian-esque in that its relationship to Australia is like ours to the U.S. in a lot of ways. And Canadians kind of fit right in there. Like, I know a lot of docs have gone over there and worked for like 6 months or a year, and we just kind of fit right into their culture. So.
Yeah, that's kind of nice. Well.
It's quite nice, and it's just gorgeous scenery. It's just beautiful. Plus, I saw this really cool video of a bungee jump that you can do there.
Oh, there's, yeah.
It's known as, like, for extreme sports, it's just for a place to go. But anyway, this one bungee jump, you kind of just go off this platform, and it's this canyon, and it's like 1,000 feet. It's just crazy.
Do they haul you back up then? I guess they must. They don't lower you 1,000 feet, do they?
You don't climb hand over hand, but it's nuts. And I'm like, wow. So. Anyway,
cool. Well, there you go. So televisione, shall we? Whatever language that was supposed to be.
You guys mentioned an episode or two ago, it might have been the last episode, you were talking about Walking Dead. Michaela, I'm like you. Mm. I literally watched the first episode of this season and I gave up.
There's not much there.
Yeah.
Nope. And I knew enough, and then, okay, I kind of cheated. Honestly, what I did was I cheated, and I went ahead and went online and looked up a synopsis of the comics to see what was going to happen with Jeffrey Dean Morgan's character. And I'm like, yeah, I don't need to see this. I don't care.
No. And that's what I said. And I like stupid violence. Yeah. I like that. I don't like that kind of thing. I like explosions and running away and stuff. That's my kind of thing. But
so.
Yeah.
So I feel badly for the show because, and I also think just in terms of things have a lifespan, right? This is what, 7 years now? Like, you know what, guys? Okay, I think you guys had said, okay, they're not going to find a cure for the epidemic. I agree, they're not. But still, it needs to have an end point.
And
the fact that it just doesn't, comics are a different medium. They can go on forever. I totally respect that. Television's different. Like, guys, people get tired of it. Like, give it up.
And if they keep, eventually the same thing will happen with Game of Thrones. If they keep,
Well, no, that has a definitive end.
No, but that has an ending. So we don't have to worry about that. We know exactly when that's ending, right?
Yeah, they've already said two more seasons.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, don't mind me. I just do a show about that stuff. Hey, sorry.
Yeah, they said.
I live on a farm.
I think it's like a year, it's a season and a half or something.
Yep, something like that. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's got a definite end point, thankfully.
Fine, I was wrong.
When does that come back, by the way?
I think they just announced today, the 26th of June, right?
Wow.
Because it was going to be late this year, so yeah.
Mm, okay.
It should be 26th of June. Hmm. I believe that's the little, I don't know, not poster, but you know, thing they post.
Yep.
Advertisement, they post it.
Well, I will see that. Because I've read the books, for God's sake, so I need to see some version of how these stories end.
How it completes, because the book is probably never getting finished.
It's kind of what I've started to conclude, too, yeah.
I can't imagine it will be, actually. At this point, his age, everything.
But that's the thing, I'm kind of worried he's just going to blow. He's going to have a coronary on us or something, okay? So,
yeah.
Terrifying.
Well, he's already addressed those rumors. Hasn't he?
I don't know. What has he said something?
We're talking about George R. R. Martin still.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He said that people who question his health can F off.
Well,
you know, George, I'll tell you what.
I know, right? Like, hello.
Get together in a room. You show me your lab data.
Yeah.
Well, you know, on the cardiac ward, we call them bellies and beds for a reason.
Yeah.
You walk by and all you see are these lumps in the beds where
like
the bellies
little whales,
are.
Like whales, you mean? Like little whales with tummies? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just tummy. Tummies is gentle for what these are. I mean, these are like mountains of... potato chips. Yeah. So, Anyway, I watched Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events. Has anyone else?
Did you? And I've read the books. So how was that?
Well, I have not read the books, but I really enjoyed them. And I know that Mr. Culk also very enjoyed them. Yeah, and they were so well done. I know a lot of people had or were bothered by the definition thing. Like, I assume this is something they do in the book where they'll say a word and then they'll define it. They'll give the definition of it. I don't know. Is that a thing they do in the books?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, okay. Because they do
if
that
I'm
in the
remembering
show.
Correctly, I believe
in the
do.
Show.
Yeah.
The kids are great. They're so great. All the acting is really fun and fantastic in this series. I would check it out if I were you.
See, these books. So when my kids were younger, one of my girlfriends turned me on to these books, you know, they're not for young children, obviously. They're sort of more like 10 and up.
Yeah.
But they have this hilarious dark humor in them that I could really appreciate. And so they were fun as a grown-up to read. So I think it's neat they brought them to the screen.
Yeah. Yeah, they're so well done as far, you know, from a perspective of never not knowing who
I'm
anything
trying to remember
about
the definition thing. Do they define a pasta puttanesca, if I recall correctly?
Oh, yes, they have to make pasta puttanesca for Count Olaf's gang.
For Count Olaf, that's right. I remember this. And they didn't know what it was, and then they had to be told. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So
they have to go to the judge across the street and ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
And Yeah. I feel like I want to read the books now, actually, having seen the show. But they were super fun. And I know Culky really enjoyed them, too. And Catherine O'Hara shows up in them, so you know that's going to be funny.
Oh, I just love her so much.
Yeah. There were so many fun castings in this. And he spent a lot of time here. What's his face? What's his name? NPH spent a lot of time here in Vancouver, and he's apparently been raving about it quite a lot.
Cool.
He did a New York Times thing about it, apparently, which is apparently what shone the light on our good premier, Christy Clark. Anyway, we won't talk about that.
That is verboten. Forbidden.
She can blame Neil Patrick Harris for her downfall. Thank you very much.
Did you see on Facebook they have some fundraiser thing where you can win an evening with Neil Patrick Harris and his husband?
Are they going to cook for me? Because I don't know who's doing the cooking in that relationship, but one of them can cook.
I don't know which one it is either. I actually thought to myself, you know, that would be a really cool evening.
Mm-hmm.
Very entertaining, I'm sure.
I just want to get fed. I don't really care about the rest. he had an Instagram account called Neil Patrick Harris Food Porn or something like that at one point.
Oh, yes. It was about,
So, food. It's all about food. I got bacon jam for Christmas. I haven't been the same since.
I have a really good friend who's a chef, and he makes that. That's who introduced me to it about 8 years ago. It's like, bacon jam.
Bacon jam and blue cheese on a burger? I mean, come on.
Can't go wrong.
Yep. Anyway, the OA.
So what is this about, this OA thing?
Well, Michael has seen the whole thing. I've only seen the first three episodes, and I'm trying to drag Dave back in the living room to watch it with me.
It was good. It's different.
What's it about?
I can't really tell you.
Oh, okay.
Sad from Inside Out is in it.
It's I would say it's.
Well, what's the genre? Like, just give me a hint.
God, you know, I don't. I'd say it's kind of sci-fi-ish.
Okay.
Light sci-fi. Okay. Kind of Leftovers-ish.
Okay.
That's what I would compare it to. I would say Leftovers.
We need a new thing to watch, so okay.
Yeah, it's
well, I've
different.
Only seen the first two or three episodes, and I still don't know what's happening.
I would say it's a combination of The Leftovers and So You Think You Could Dance. And you will only understand that after you watch the entire series, but that is what I would compare it to.
Okay.
So, yeah, Leftovers and So You Think You Could Dance.
And we can assume Rob has not seen any of these shows because he's been playing virtual reality games.
Yeah, I actually haven't watched like any shows for like a while.
Wow.
I don't like here and there. Like I've been catching up like American Horror Story.
But don't you find you go through phases like that? Because I know.
I do.
I'll watch, like, I'll kind of mainline a bunch of TV and then I just get TV'd out for a while, and then I just dive into books for a while, and
yeah. There's stuff I want to watch, but getting around.
Did you ever watch The Fall?
No.
I still have to watch.
I do recommend it. You know, I think it's.
It's good, yeah.
It's very good. It's very well crafted. Yeah.
I really like. Yeah, I like it.
There's a lot of, honestly, there's a lot of good TV right now. We're in an age where there's like a lot of really great things to watch, and it's so it's hard sometimes because I'm hearing about like even like I know Mike, you had recommended Magicians.
Oh yeah, that starts tonight.
Yeah, and I, you know what, and I never watched any of it, and I would like to, but I feel like there's a lot of stuff that like
there's just so much.
There's too much.
I couldn't get through the Magicians, honestly. It lost me. It lost me along the way to the finale.
I
a lot of people who read the books didn't enjoy it either. Honestly.
Oh, no, I liked it. I don't necessarily like the lead, but in general, I like the show. I don't know if he, I don't know. Maybe that's just the character. Maybe I don't like the lead character itself rather than the lead actor. Maybe that's what it is. Mm-hmm. It's kind of whiny.
Well, I watched a show with two really good lead characters in it called Crazy Head. Has anyone else watched this show on Netflix?
Nope.
Okay,
here is the Netflix, or here is the synopsis on IMDb. Amy and Raquel attempt to navigate their way through the choppy waters of their early 20s while simultaneously kicking the ass of some seriously gnarly demons. What could possibly go wrong?
Hilarious.
So it's like a Buffy the Vampire Slayer kind of cross thing, and it's a BBC production, and it's not only crude and funny, it's really I really enjoyed that one.
What's it called again?
It's called Crazy Head.
All right, cool.
Crazy Heads. I mainlined that one
because speaking of Buffy, so because I had watched Buffy along with Potential Cast and finally finished it, but then they are so dragging their heels in Angel.
Like, oh my god, yeah.
So I am now in season 5 of Angel. they are in season 3, just to clarify.
Whoa, they're still in season 3?
Yes. Holy and shit. And only maybe halfway through, I think. And so maybe a bit more. And so I'm on season 5. I think I have maybe 10 or so episodes to go. And should I do any spoiler alert? If you're somebody from Potential Cast and you don't want to hear what I'm about to say.
Yes.
Just edit me for a few seconds. So I just watched the episode and I couldn't stop laughing where they have Angel as a Muppet.
Oh, yes. That is a great episode.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And it was so funny that I couldn't sit. So I've been secretly messaging Robin. Like, whenever I get to a really good episode, I'm like, you know, I'm like, OMG, what the hell are they doing with the character? You know, whatever. So I rant at him late at night.
That is a great episode. Oh, yes.
It's fantastic.
It's like, I want that Muppet. So
I told
badly.
Stephanie when they started that show, I said, I know you guys aren't doing guests, but if you change your mind, I want that episode.
Oh my God.
Before they even started Redemption Cast.
So anyway, and everybody has told me that the finale is awesome, so I'm looking forward to it. But I will probably get it finished within the next month or so.
Yeah.
So
I liked Angel a lot.
Is that the creepiest idea of an episode? Like,
so good.
David Fury is a creepy shit. He wrote. He starred in that. He played the guy with the puppet up his hand up his back.
Oh yeah.
Hideous. Yeah.
And I tweeted him about that, and he liked my tweet, and I was like, "Yay, I've made it." No. Yeah. I'm Twitter famous or something.
Was season 4 of Angel with what's her name from Firefly?
Yes.
As the big bad. Okay, yeah, season 4.
The ballerina, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of got lost on that one. And
the thing about season 4 is, so again, Potential Cast people, don't tune in now.
Yeah.
Block your ears. Don't listen to this. So I got really freaked out with Cordy's behavior.
Oh yeah.
Connor.
And, oh, did you know that's where Connor's name came from?
No.
Yes, it is.
No, really?
Yes.
Oh my God. Anyway, so.
Not just because of the name,
later you find out why, right? Obviously. Yeah. But at the time when I'm watching it, I'm messaging Robin going, this is disgusting. Like, I'm sorry.
Yes, exactly.
I'm not okay with this. And he had warned, I remember him saying, like, years ago, oh, there's something in season 4 that some of you aren't going to be happy with. I thought, no. fucking kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, but I had watched the episode in season 5 is called, I think it's called Thank You. And it's when Cordy reappears.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so good.
Yeah.
And at the end, first of all, she looks amazing. She's so gorgeous. Charisma Carpenter is so gorgeous in that episode.
She's a beautiful girl.
And I'm just thinking, you know, I'm lusting over her thinking she looks so amazing. And at the end, I have to admit, it actually made me get a little teary. I'm like, oh. Anyway. So I'm loving season 5. I guess if you can survive season 4. Then...
Yeah, I really liked season 5. So and it was, yes. We watched it at the time and we watched, you know, when it was on. So it may have just been... We were worn out on it or something. But yeah, season 4, it kind of felt like I got a little lost in that. And then...
Yeah, there was parts where you just go, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I guess it was just hard to get through. But then 5 was really good.
Yeah. They don't even have a writer's strike to blame, do they?
No, it happens. Yeah. It just, you know...
Certain shows that tried to blame it on that, but really...
Yeah.
Because you didn't have a goddamn ending.
What?
Yeah.
No, they planned that whole thing.
Oh my God, I was just talking to Tim about that like an hour ago.
Really?
Oh, Dave still says to me, well, they were dead the whole time. And I'm like, say it one more time. One more time and it's over.
Oh my God. The Young Pope. I forgot. I was supposed to mention Pope.
Because I actually have, we had bought all the seasons of Lost and my husband did come home with season 6. You know, it was a gift for me after the season had ended. Mm-hmm. And I've never gone back and watched it again. Like,
I know. We were just, that is exactly what we were talking about. We're like, really? Man, it was a really fun ride, but I don't even like, maybe I would go back and watch the first couple seasons, but after that it just got so convoluted.
I almost feel like we would have to like pour scotch and drink in order to make ourselves watch this again, knowing where it's headed.
Yeah.
I will watch the pilot because it's a fantastic
I've watched that pilot seriously 3 times.
Yeah.
Yep. So good.
Yeah, but that's it. Yeah. I really watch the rest.
Yeah, I've gone back and watched the pilot a couple times actually. It's just fantastic.
It's really well done.
Really so good. Yeah.
Yeah. It stands alone as a really superlative little bit of, you know, writing.
Yep.
But and cinematography and all that. But when you get toward the end, it's like, come on.
Ugh. Yeah, the show just got like so wrapped up in itself. It just it's a shame. But
and I used to listen to at the time when the shows were airing, I would listen to the podcast that Damien and Carlton did.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I loved that podcast.
It was hilarious. Yeah,
it was so good. Like, what was his name? Something Sharkleton? No, Sharkleton.
Oh, Sharking. Ezra B. Sharkington?
Ezra B. Sharkington. I love that. All these inside little things. But, you know, as it went along, I'm like, okay, really, you guys? Really? You are bright guys. You have a writer's room with, what, probably 10 writers at that point? And this was the best you could do?
It just was. The end just didn't. Yeah. No, it didn't work for me either.
So, Tim, wherever you are, if you're listening, I agree. This is, I can't watch it either.
Yeah. That's exactly what we had the exact same conversation a little bit ago.
Or maybe I'm secretly listening.
It could have been on the call. Could have been listening.
Yeah, could have been.
You would have heard us discussing the young Pope and his kangaroo.
I have not seen the young Pope yet. Apparently, Tim's quite excited about it because he wrote. That's all the feedback he gave us was to write Young Pope with 3 exclamations.
Yes, it's a great show. You should definitely check it out.
Is it on Netflix?
It's on HBO.
Yeah, see, I don't get HBO.
We don't. Oh, I do. Yeah, I have that. If you want to watch it, I've also been. Well, that's hard.
No, it's not. It's really not hard having no cable. It's not hard. It's not hard.
The only reason we still have cable is for Food Network, Discovery Channel. It's Dave. I could cut it easily.
You know what? Listen, true story. Rob had told me he was going to, what do you think about cutting cable? I'm like, yeah, sure, fine, whatever. So he did. And I swear to God, no word of a lie, it was 6 weeks before I noticed.
Wow.
6 weeks. One night I went to turn the TV on and I said, hey, honey.
Do we have cable anymore?
He starts laughing hysterically. He's like, well, 6 weeks ago, I finally cut it. I'm like,
oh, gosh.
6 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I watch mostly Netflix. Do you have Crave or anything like that?
No, I have Netflix because I don't really want to pay for a bunch of others. And you know what? If they want, seriously, HBO, if you're listening to Chatterbox, okay. if you would offer me some reasonable rate for HBO, I would probably pay for it to get the shows I want.
Right.
But since you don't, screw you.
Yeah.
So, do you have, you don't have Crave TV or anything like that either?
I mean, I have access to it. I've never bothered to pay for it.
Right.
Okay. So, do you guys have access to HBO Now?
No, we do not.
Do not get
it. I actually looked it up just a week ago to double check. We do not have it in Canada.
Oh, that stinks.
Yes, it does stink. Because again, if we had that, I would maybe do that, right?
Yeah, because that's actually what we use. Yeah.
Sorry, because you can get all the old shows and the current ones, right?
Anything. Yeah,
that's why it would be worth it. So.
So my cable and internet bill a month is about $175. And that's Canadian, so add 40% for you American folks.
See, that's ridiculous.
And that is everything, though. That's HD, that's internet, high-speed internet, that's HBO, AMC, all of it.
Well, see, we got rid of the cable, so we have our internet through whatever, Cogeco, like our cable company.
Right.
And we still have a landline, which I'm starting to really think, I don't know why we do, because seriously, guys, I don't think I use it for anything.
We haven't had one for like...
Yeah, so I think that's going to be the next step. Is just get rid of the landline, because who am I kidding? I use my cell phone for everything.
Yeah. It's just so telemarketers can leave you voicemails, really.
Pretty much. Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, so I have one more TV, The Good Place. The finale was phenomenal. I mean, if you're not watching this little bit of comedy, do yourself a favor and check out The Good Place, because it's really quite good. You know. Kristen Bell is in it, and she's cute and everything. One of my friends, her daughter was on this show called Biggest Fan on, I think it's ABC. Hmm. And she is apparently won Kristen Bell's Biggest Fan. So she got to sing Do You Want to Build a Snowman with her.
Aww,
it was very, very so cute.
Cool. That's sweet.
Yeah, and a bunch of signed stuff. So it was, it's like, she knew Kristen Bell better than she knew herself. Which is a little bit creepy, but it was very cute, and she was lovely. And she's one of my old blog friends from way back in the day, so I've been watching her kids grow up since like 2005.
Aww.
And now her daughter's like in college. It's just, it's insane to me, honestly. I love it. So I have two quick podcasts. Geek Girl Soup just did their Soupy Awards in like January 17th, I think they came out. So check those out. Those are always fun. And I know I've talked before about Up Yours Downstairs as far as Downton Abbey and what other show do they do? Selfridge's. And they do Peaky Blinders as well. This is a really funny couple. This was my favorite podcasting couple who unfortunately divorced but are still podcasting together.
I remember you saying that, yeah.
Which is just so traumatizing to me because I thought, you know, she went through a depression and they're really awesome together. And, you know, maybe even just... Who am I to judge? I've been married for like 100 years. And I know that sometimes...
You have not. You've not.
Well, kind of feels that way sometimes.
How many years now? Seriously?
It'll be 22 in August. And together 3 years before that. So like a million, right?
25 together 30. So there you go.
Yeah. So it's like a million.
It's
a add it all up. And how long it feels some days. No, that's not true. But they have chosen to separate, but still live together and still podcast together, which just breaks my heart because I'm just like, well, you clearly love each other. Maybe just, I don't know, give it a shot. Work it out. Anyway, who am I to judge? So they are doing The Crown. And
oh, really?
Yeah, they're really funny and they're really good. And they're having guests on, which they don't normally do. So it's called Up Yours Downstairs. And they're doing The Crown right now. And I just love them so much. Yeah. Kelly and Tom, check them out. And that's all I got.
Like you, Mike, because we both like the CBC, you know, murder.
Oh, yes.
Thing. Yeah. So I did. The last week or so, I went and listened to all of Missing and Murdered. Alberta Williams.
Yeah.
And it's so good.
That is really strong. Yeah.
It's really well done. And Connie Walker, who is the reporter who does the whole thing.
Yes.
It's funny because now I keep hearing her name everywhere on CBC. Like she was filling in this morning for a current affairs show. And I thought, oh, I think that's raised her profile quite nicely. So,
yeah, that was very cool. Good. That was really
well
done.
It's so respectful. Like it's so genuine. And because it's talking, it happens to be talking about Aboriginal women who are missing, but one in particular. But what I love about it is that it just makes this person, it fleshes this victim out as a human being, and were talking earlier off air about racism, and I thought, you know, it's just a lovely sort of introduction to this family where you think, okay, they're an Aboriginal family, but this is a family, everybody. It's just, you know, anybody's daughter could have been taken. And I think it's just lovely the way they portray that. It's well done. It's so well done.
Yeah, I thought that was, it's really, what I like about some of the CBC ones is they actually humanize everybody, and it's not just a mystery.
Yes, and it's not just run, it's not just sort of to get a ratings grab.
Yeah. Like
they're going to be honest about what they find and what they don't.
Yes, yeah.
So you sort of get the good with the bad, but it's just, I don't know, it's just well presented and very respectful, which I like.
There's a lot of new ones now that, well, obviously there's Colleen and I's favorite, Missing Mara Murray. but there's
which is so awful.
It truly is. But there's been some other ones that have popped up that are really, really strong, like Into the Dark and Accused are both really strong, and they both do the same thing. It's either a look at the system or the people or something like that. And there's a lot of shows that don't do that real well, you know, that don't humanize it real well. And that's why I like both Missing and Murdered and Someone Knows Something, because you kind of get a feel for everybody who was involved, not just, you know, that there are families and sometimes they don't get answers and that's how they're left. They just don't get answers.
Yeah, which is more real life, actually. Yeah. It's not all tied up in a nice bow. And I think that's more, you know, it's more true to the nature of what they're dealing with, right?
Yeah, and you're getting a full understanding of what they're actually dealing with. I actually deleted, what's it called? Crime Writers On, which used to be Crime Writers on Serial or whatever. Mm-hmm. Because the one guy went on such a rant about Someone Knows Something, and it was so harsh and childish and ridiculously stupid.
He didn't like Somebody Knows Something?
He didn't like, I don't know, because it was like too cinematic or something. I don't, but it was such a childlike, terrible rant. And then I was like, all right, whatever, I can get past that. That's fine. And then this week they decided to do a Patreon level of him listening to the podcast ripping on it. And I'm like,
what?
Yeah, that was like one of their Patreon reward levels. I'm like, that's just garbage. I'm like, that's complete garbage.
That just sounds like sour grapes to me.
Yeah, it's just, I was just like, you know what, done, delete, goodbye.
Yep.
Like, adios. Yeah, I don't need to listen.
But I
to
do
that.
Like the sort of true crime genre if it's done well.
Yes. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And I like that there's different ways of doing it. Like Into the Dark, you know. You knew what happened because the guy was confessed right before the podcast came out, but they were able to take that and do this bigger investigation with it, and it was even better, I think. But
you know, I haven't listened to that one, so I'll put that on my list.
Into the Dark is very strong,
and I started listening not religiously, but a bit to All Killer No Filler.
Oh, I haven't listened to that yet.
It's so funny. It's just funny. So it's a comic.
Yeah.
You know, these are two comedians, right? But they're quite good. Do you listen to, not, it's not a, has nothing to do with murder and true crime, but do you listen to Radiolab?
No, not regularly. Sometimes I pull it up. But
I love Radiolab because it's so intelligent.
Yeah, yes.
And the topic is, you know, completely wide ranging. It's very NPR-ish, but it's just really interesting. And the host, Robert Krolowich and Jab Abumrad, they're just so bright and engaging, and you can just, you know, I often listen while I'm doing chores around the house or something, and it's just, it teaches me about things sometimes. It's pretty cool.
Oh, you know what I just found one thanks to Steph McGuire. Twisted Philly, which is
that?
Basically like true crime stories locally somewhat. Which is interesting because some of them, obviously, I remember. And there was one that I just listened to that happened right down the street from where Renee went to college, when she went to college. So we remember that pretty vividly because it was like right there. And she went to a very small school. So it wasn't like, you know, some massive state university or anything. It was a small school, small town. But it's pretty cool. And the woman who does it is very earnest and real.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't feel like she's exploiting anything. There are even times where...
I think that's a trick right there, what you said. If they're not exploit, it's not like Fox News, okay? You don't want things that are exploitive and tawdry and cheap and disrespectful. You want something that says, yeah, this was a horrible thing that happened. These were real people.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's something kind of, you know, fascinating in a weird kind of way about it.
It's still a part of your town or your or whatever, or life in general. Yeah, and there were times, I've listened to a few shows of Twisted Philly, and she, you know, sometimes she just has to stop because it's gotten to her.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, I have a daughter, and this is, you know, this person's daughter.
It's a bit too much,
With
Radiolab, it's like, it's just, I don't know, it piques my little science brain, because it doesn't have to be about science, don't get me wrong, but it's just, when they cover things, they do it well. So when I do hear a topic that I might know a bit about, and I see how well they cover it, I think, wow, this is great, because anybody could listen to this and think they learned something, you know? It's kind of neat. So, yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, that's one I check in on.
Once in a while?
Yeah, I'll scroll through and say, hey, is there a few that are topics that I'm...
And then if you know The Moth, you know, the True Stories Told Live, that podcast?
Oh,
the
no,
Moth?
I haven't.
You've never heard of The Moth?
No, I don't think I have.
Oh, my God, Michael, it's so amazing.
I'll have to check that out then.
Yes, check that out. But there's a similar one called Snap Judgment.
Mm.
And it's, again, True Stories Told Live, but to a beat. And the guy who hosts it is just kind of cool, Glenn Washington. He makes up stories at the beginning. And at first you're thinking, wait a minute, is this real bits of his life or not? And I think some of it might be drawn from real life, who knows? But it's basically storytelling. But he has, if you like horror, so Rob, this is for you. He's got these really, in Snap Judgment, they have these, I think you've done 7 of them now, kind of like a Halloween special. And it's like creepy ghost stories and stuff, but they're really good. They're so good. Hmm. So that's a worth of listening to.
Nice. I'm definitely going to have to check those out. We do have some feedback from Matt.
Awesome. Cool.
Make sure my volume's turned up here.
We have a little bit in the group too. Will says we should watch Sneaky Pete, and Jessica says we should watch Leah Remini's Scientology documentary.
Yeah, I've heard the Scientology one was pretty good. Connor is obsessed with the Sneaky Pete commercials, and I don't know why. I think just because it's called Sneaky Pete, I don't know.
And again, Tim says, Young Pope!
Young Pope, he has a kangaroo and a llama. You don't see his face. It's quite interesting.
Oh, there was a little bit more feedback about La La Land in the group, actually. Steph said she wasn't crazy about it. She really wanted to be crazy about it. And Maggie said she liked it, but she didn't love it. She loved the bright colors.
Hmm.
Yeah. And I felt like when I walked out of the theater, I felt a little bit bummed. And I thought, oh, well, that was beautiful and charming. And I was a bit bummed. But the more I've sat with it, and having seen it twice now, and the more I've sat with the music, I really love it. But,
oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
Cool.
I did ask for feedback, and people did leave it that I should read it.
Yes, so. Definitely.
Anyway, go for Matt. There you go.
Hey, Chatterbox, it's your old buddy Matt. Recording this while sitting in a parking lot. Giving you guys a little bit of feedback, telling you what I've been checking out, and recommending some stuff. So, yeah, I've been pretty busy. Hopefully your 2017 is going well. Mine's going okay, aside from, like, the never-ending panic attacks that come from watching the news. But anyway... I recently finished the first season of the Netflix show One Day at a Time, the remake of the show from the 70s, and it's really good. I recommend it. You do have to kind of get over the fact that it is stylistically and, like, technically and all that other stuff, an old-school three-camera sitcom. That's, it does have a laugh track, but I think the writing... is really good. I think there's some really good performances. Rita Moreno is in it, and she's awesome. She's in her mid-80s, and she's still kicking ass. Just awesome stuff. And there's a lot of stuff for social commentary, like kind of talking about serious issues in a way that's not cheesy or, you know, just like a very special episode kind of deal. They really earn, like, the stuff they talk about. Like, they talk about, like, kind of veterans issues. They talk about race and sexuality and all that stuff. And yeah, it's I definitely recommend it. You gotta get over the three camera sitcom old school format, but it's worth checking out. Yeah. Also, I've been listening to a lot of music. I know Michael and Michaela know from my Instagram. I've posted some album art. My goal this year is to listen to at least one album a day. Basically, 365 albums in total. I'm so far on the head of my head. I think I just finished 30. Yeah, and it's pretty cool. Like, you know, especially now with the age of Spotify, where you have almost anything ready to go. I've been listening to all different kinds of stuff, from Dolly Parton to Husker Du to Run the Jewels to Slayer to, I think the last thing I'm just finishing Blur. So yeah, just a really cool way to catch up on stuff that I might have missed, or revisit stuff that I liked from the past. So that's been a cool thing I've been doing recently. Really can't wait for The Magicians. It comes back on this night, the night you guys are recording. Really like season one. Been a big fan of that book series, and I can't wait to see what happens in season two, how they adapt the book and how they deviate from the series. All right, I'll leave it at that. Hopefully you guys are having a good night. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks, Matt. Later, that Matt. Was awesome.
And you can check out Matt, of course, on Damn That Television.
Yeah.
His podcast with John.
Yeah.
Now, you know what? One of the albums he listened to was Tapestry, which I had just listened to recently. Carole King, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I didn't appreciate it when I was younger as much as I did now.
I love that album.
Yeah, it's just fantastic.
I will confess, I love that album.
I had just listened to it a few weeks ago, and then I saw it pop up on his Instagram. I was like, ah, yes, excellent choice. I just listened to that myself.
See, I'm old enough. I used to listen to that when I was in school, like in college. As you Americans say, we say university here. I'm trying to speak your language, man.
As Illyrio used to say, university?
Oh, Illyrio. That's so nice to hear you. How are you?
Hello, everyone. I'm Illyrio. I'm calling from the Great White North.
From the Great White North.
You may know me from Getting Cultured.
Oh, dear.
You need music in there.
Yeah. Oh, God. I still have that somewhere. Well, it's that old GarageBand music. Yes. I still have the old GarageBand, so I still have that music. Oh, my God. You know what? I used that music.
For what?
For an outro for one of the gaming podcasts. And I was like, I got to use this. I'm like, he's never going to hear it, but I got to use it just because for me, it like works.
were you getting cultured on your
yeah, it was just like, I think it was just me reading the you know, like the email address and stuff like that, and it has the that whatever it is, there's like kind of like a flute and some other stuff, whatever. Ooh. They are playing under it, and I'm like, oh, this is I gotta use it. So there's an Easter egg for Getting Cultured at the end of, I don't even know what show it's at the end of, but it's
exactly. You just have to, yeah. You have
yeah,
to
it's a, it might be at the end of Skyrim Addict or something like that. But there's a Getting Cultured Easter egg.
Oh, that's so funny. Inside joke.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, I think that's all. I have to get to bed.
I have to eat tacos.
Mikhail's got to eat tacos. Yeah. Rob's got to open his box and chop it up for tomorrow.
One of his 60 meals.
Chop up my box.
He's got to chop his box up.
Your box doesn't come pre-chopped?
No, I got to chop my own box.
Well, this has been delightful.
Yes.
Well, it's been so nice having you here. It's been so long.
Yes. So too long.
It's been ages.
So yes. I'm.
We can work it out.
Hopefully we'll record before I go to California in the end of April.
Maybe.
Maybe we'll do a Valentine's extravaganza.
Don't. Oh, that's only a couple weeks away. Don't hold your breath.
That's pretty close. Yeah, like Valentine's. Are you crazy?
What?
Maybe shoot for like end of February.
Spring break.
Spring break. No, spring break. I'm gonna be going away. That's end of April. Gone. It's late this year. Easter's late this year.
There you go. All right. That's thanks, it. Everybody. That's it. Thanks for your feedback.
Later.
You know where you can find us. If you don't, well,
yes.
You probably don't wanna.
It's true. It's true. Maybe next time I'm working on something to do. Be able to do Facebook Live next time.
Ooh.
Should I put on like lipstick?
No, unfortunately, the only way to do Facebook Live is mobily, so it would actually only be my face. But I would have to run the audio through my phone. I've been playing around with it, but yeah.
Okay, maybe we could set up like a little bit of like some stormtrooper figures and stuff
behind me. We could do that.
Lego Rogue One.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just Connor sitting next to me playing a game or something, but yeah.
That'll work.